Starcom Network News presents Year in Review 2019. This is the month of December. Tuesday, December 3rd, government condemned the buildings housing the liquidation center at Bay Street, St. Michael, owned by the Merchant Danny family. The site had been compulsorily acquired and was to be knocked down to make way for hotel construction. The Attorney General Dale Marshall said that following investigations by a number of state agencies, the building was deemed a health risk and fire hazard and unfit for human occupation for any reason.
The Ministry of Health found that the condition of the building presented a serious health threat to anyone entering the building, and that report stipulated a number of measures that needed to be taken in order to make the premises safe. The visible condition of the interior of the premises also triggered an inspection by the Barbados Fire Service. And the Fire Service has also submitted a written report. The Fire Service states, the building is not fit for purpose and constitutes a grave danger to life, safety, and health of its occupants and to the general public.
Mr. Marshall also said the building was condemned by the Chief Labor Officer. Meantime, reacting to the comments made by the Attorney General, Mrs. Asha Ram Mershandani told Starcom Network News that she was unaware of the allegations.
Where were they all this time? They have acquired it already. Why didn't these people come before when they were acquiring it? What did the Chief Surveyor see? Why didn't he condemn it then? They never took a walk with us to say, well, this is this. They tumbled everything. And as far as the rats are concerned, if you're doing it, lock up any place and leave food there. You're not going to get that. This town is full of that.
Mrs. Mershandani said they were to return to court the next Tuesday, but said she was willing to compromise. It was disclosed that Barbadian soldiers and police were to be deployed to Dominica as part of a regional security system contingent amidst pre-election strife. Thursday, December 5th, the U.S. and Canadian governments issued travel advisories for Dominica in response to the politically driven unrest in the country ahead of elections. Two people had been shot and injured by the police the previous day in the village of Salisbury during attempts to quell demonstrations by some of the residents. Friday, December 6, Dominicans went to the polls to elect a new government under a cloud of unrest from protesters seeking electoral reform. Saturday, December 7th, the people of Dominica and the rest of the region woke up to the news that the Dominica Labour Party had won a fifth consecutive term in office following a bruising general election campaign. It meant a record fourth consecutive term in office for Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit. The Lennox-Linton-led United Workers' Party won three seats. In his victory speech, Prime Minister Skerrit called for peace, reconciliation, and national healing.
The people of the Commonwealth of Dominica have spoken, and I want to thank them for giving the Dominican Labour Party a resounding victory and returning us to office for another term as the next government.
In Barbados, the Minister of Maritime Affairs and the Blue Economy, Kirk Humphrey, announced a three-month delay in implementing a ban on single-use petrol-based plastic bags. The ban would become effective April 1st, 2020. Sunday, December 8th, police were investigating an apparent suicide at Windsor Christ Church, where a 25-year-old man was found hanging from a rafter at his family home. Monday, December 9th, Barbados police and Coast Guard personnel recovered a body found floating off the beach at Needham's Point, Christ Church. South Africa's Zozobeni Tunzi was crowned the new Miss Universe, saying she wanted to help black women feel beautiful.
The new Miss Universe is South Africa.
Miss South Africa is now the new Miss Universe. She's an activist who fights against gender-based violence, she says. The two runners-up were Miss Mexico and Miss Puerto Rico. Now, for the first time ever, do you realize that Miss Universe, Miss USA, Miss America, and Miss Teen USA are all women of color?
Tuesday, December 10th, in the U.S., House Democrats charged President Trump with abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Thursday, December 12th, there was news that international ratings agency Standard & Poor's had upgraded Barbados' credit rating by 6 notches. S&P upgraded Barbados' long and short-term foreign currency rating from selective default to a much higher level and gave the country a stable outlook following government's successful conclusion of negotiations with foreign creditors to restructure the external debt. Royal Bank of Canada, RBC, signed a deal to sell its banking operations in the Eastern Caribbean, excluding Barbados, to a consortium of indigenous banks in the region. Friday, December 13th, a man was shot dead at Black Rock St. Michael. The deceased was 27-year-old Rondell Alexander of First Avenue, Gills Gap, Black Rock. Sunday, December 16th, a 27-year-old woman and her infant son drowned at Welch's Beach, Christchurch. The police identified the deceased as Nioka Howard and her 5-year-old son, Nico Roach, both of Emerald Park West, 6 Roads in Phillip. Monday, December 17th, the International Monetary Fund completed their second review of Barbados' Economic Recovery and Transformation, or BERT program, clearing the way for Barbados to draw about $100 million to add to its foreign reserves. Barbadian insurance company Trident Insurance had been bought by Trinidadian conglomerate Anson Macau. Anson Macau said the deal was sealed that day, expanding its insurance footprint in Barbados and providing a strong and competitive market presence. Tuesday, December 17th, it was revealed that Dr. Gene Holder had stepped down as chairman of regional airline Liat after 16 years. He had notified the shareholder governments of his retirement at the airline's annual general meeting the previous day. Wednesday, December 18th, Donald Trump became only the third president in U.S. history to be impeached, with the House of Representatives approving an article accusing him of abuse of power. The House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced the historic and mostly party-line vote, making it official, and setting up a Senate trial in January.
As Speaker of the House, I solemnly and sadly open the debate on the impeachment of the President of the United States. If we do not act now, we would be derelict in our duty. It is tragic that the President's reckless actions make impeachment necessary. He gave us no choice. The yeas are 229, the nays are 198, present is 1, Article 2 is adopted.
Friday, January 20th, UK MPs backed Prime Minister Boris Johnson's plan for the UK to leave the EU on 31st January. The PM said the country was now one step closer to getting Brexit done. Saturday, December 21st, 10 new garbage trucks were offloaded at the Bridgetown port. Chairman of the Sanitation Service Authority, Senator Rudy Grant, said the trucks cost around $400,000 Barbadian dollars each and were shipped from Mexico. He said more trucks were expected in the new year. Tuesday, December 24th, Christmas Eve, with some Sanitation Service Authority workers expressing concern over the new garbage trucks imported by the SSA, Prime Minister Mia Amor-Maltby was promising the SSA staff that any issues would be resolved through discussion.
There really is no need to fight with us as a government. Let us talk. I am a little concerned that this is the tone this morning, the day before Christmas. It's almost Grinch-like. I think that the problem is that the sanitation workers and others have gotten accustomed to fighting over the last decade. But they need to remember this is a different government. This is a communicating government, not a fighting government. I don't pick right. If we want to talk, let us sit down and talk.
Friday, December 27th. That evening, the 2020 New Year's honours were released, with the highest award going to the former West Indies cricket opener, Cuthbert Gordon Greenidge, who was accorded the Knight Commander of the Order of St. Michael and St. George for his exceptional contribution to cricket and the development of sports. Monday, December 30th, Barbados recorded its 49th homicide for the year when 22-year-old Kirk Bowen of Redmond's Village, St. Thomas, died after being shot in the head the previous night. The Attorney General, Dale Marshall, expressed concern about the continued gun violence.
The stress really that the Barbadian society has reached this point where we now have 49 homicides for the year. It is an unprecedented figure, and certainly the number of homicides that are the direct result of firearms is also unprecedented.
Meanwhile, the president of the Democratic Labour Party, Verla DePisa, called on the Attorney General to resign. And the opposition leader, Bishop Joseph Affley, said the country was drifting towards criminal anarchy. The recently imported new garbage trucks hit the road that afternoon. And so ended the month of December, the year, and the decade. On behalf of the Starcom Network News production team, I'm Stetson Babb, wishing you a happy, healthy, and prosperous 2020. Year in review, 2019.